Now that we have some idea of what confession really involves, we're in a better position to consider it in detail. So we're going to consider, one, who confesses, two, to whom, three, what, four, when, five, how, and six, the effects of confession. So these headings are not exhaustive, but they'll help us in dealing with a complex and many-sided subject. And of course, throughout, we're concerned with the spiritual significance of confession, as illustrated in the Sutra of Golden Light. So first, who confesses? In the Sutra, of course, it is Rūcira Kētu who confesses, or rather the drum, the golden drum, that provides Rūcira Kētu with a model confession. But what does Rūcira Kētu represent? Who is Rūcira Kētu? Rūcira Kētu is the individual. That is to say, the true individual, or one who is trying to be a true individual. And a true individual is one who has developed self-consciousness, that is to say, reflexive consciousness, who is not only aware, but aware that he is aware. Also, one who is emotionally positive, who is full of friendliness, joy, compassion, equanimity, who has a profound and heartfelt faith, faith in the transcendental, who experiences deep reverence and devotion. The individual, moreover, is one whose energies are free and flowing, whose energies are not blocked, whose energies are unified. The individual, therefore, is one who is spontaneous. At the same time, the individual is one who is responsible. He's aware of the consequences of his actions, both for self and others, and he acts in accordance with this awareness. But above all, perhaps, the individual is one who is not a member of the group. Maybe technically a member, outwardly a member, but does not really belong to the group. He thinks, feels, acts for himself. He's not emotionally dependent on the group's approval. So confession is made by one who is an individual, or one who is trying to be an individual. And he confesses because he wants to develop spiritually, wants to be transformed, because he wants to get rid of all that stands between him and the realization of his ideal. He does not confess because he wants to be received back into the favor of the group. It's very difficult to be an individual. It's very difficult to live without the approval of the group to which one belongs, naturally belongs. And it's still more difficult to live with the actual, expressed, or even implied disapproval of the group. And sometimes people will go almost to any lengths to be reconciled to the group to which they belong. They will say anything the group wants them to say. They'll even confess to crimes that they have not committed. And we've seen quite a lot of this sort of thing in recent times, especially in the political life of certain totalitarian states. And sometimes such people, wretched, unfortunate people, actually believe their own false confessions. After all, the group must be right. So this sort of confession is very different from the one with which we're dealing now. Here, it is the individual who confesses. And he confesses because he wants to develop as an individual, because he wants to be transformed. He does not confess because he cannot live without the approval of the group. So it's the individual who confesses.